The Jacksonville Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields Monday afternoon, continuing prep for Friday's game in Detroit. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work for just over 2 hours on Monday afternoon on the Florida Blue practice fields. Practice moved to the afternoon this week. More of a normal game week schedule as we move forward here. And of course, all the talk is about the quarterback position for the Jags. Chad Henne is expected to play a half this Friday in Detroit. Gus Bradley said yesterday that Blake Bortles will get some reps with the ones maybe this week and certainly in the game on Friday. Henne said, though, this is a good time to get Bortles some reps with the first team.
Gus talked to me about it, and he wanted to make sure I was fine with it, and I said absolutely. You know, Blake needs to see what it's like, you know, with the ones and feel that tempo and just get, you know, some good time with the offensive line and where he's going to set up and where he's going to, you know, throw the football.
Other notes from Monday, Luke Bowenko, the rookie interior lineman, is out of the boot walking around. It's a day-to-day injury on his ankle. Right tackle Austin Pazder will go under the knife on Tuesday for surgery for that broken hand. And the Jaguars are back on the Florida Blue practice fields Tuesday afternoon to continue prep for the Lions. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And, of course, the story of the day is quarterbacks. Henne will get a couple of quarters in Detroit. Bortles will get one, but Bortles got some time today.
When Blake talks tomorrow, so we think the story tomorrow will be probably quarterbacks again,
maybe.
Right? But, yeah, he got some reps today, which was expected. And he got, I think, three or four reps with 11-on-11 and then a few more in 7-on-7. And that's important to note that that's not an entire period. It's not 15 minutes of practice. It's a few plays here and there, with the idea being to get him used to the speed, to get him used to going against ones and working with ones. It's a different sort of feel. It's a different game when you're playing with the ones, and that's what the first step was today. And that's all it was a first step.
Head coach Gus Bradley said it was good to get him at least a taste with the first group.
As I was sitting back there, I thought it was really good for him to go against the ones like that, to get a feel for the speed, to get a feel for the rush. And, sitting back there and watching it, I just felt like that was good for him.
Well, it's at least a first look at Blake Bortles, but it could be the first of a few this week.
Well, you would expect him to get a few more reps or at least the same the rest of the week. And it's not going to be a case where he's taken entire periods. And I think it's, again, as much as fans want to talk about this story, and it's the story to talk about, it's a lot of fun to talk about, it's another indication that the team's pace on this story and on his development probably doesn't match what the fans are going to expect, but that's the way it's going to be.
Well, I'll tell you, you have quite a vocabulary, and you asked Chad Henne this morning, are you cool with all this?
Well, yeah, cool is one of my buzzwords, JP, but I wanted to get an idea. You know, Chad's such a pro in how he handles all this, and he said Gus actually came to him and talked about the process and sort of asked him if he was okay with it. If Chad had said no, I'm not sure what the response would have been. I mean, he's going to be okay with it. He's a player. But it's, again, an example of how they're going about this. Chad Henne's the starter. Everybody knows that eventually Chad Henne won't be the starter. But it's a process where they want Chad to be the guy. They want Chad to have a feel for it. Again, indicative of how Chad Henne has handled this. Very professional, and you would expect that to be the case throughout the process.
This is a lot of talk over 5, 6, 7, 8 reps.
5, 6, 7, 8 reps, but it's when the story is the quarterback is always the story.
No doubt about it. Well done as always, John. Hey, thanks, remember Jay. To watch Jaguars All Access tonight on Channel 4, 7 o'clock start. Sam Kavaris, Jeff Lagerman, and Denard Robinson is tonight's guest. The Jaguars return to the Florida Blue practice fields Tuesday afternoon. Look for all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.